Now, from today, charities can apply for funding from the 5.5 million euros raised from RTÉ's Comic Relief, which took place at the end of June. We can talk now to Denise Charlton, Chief Executive of the Community Foundation of Ireland, which is dispersing the funds. Denise Charlton, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Your organisation is dispersing these monies, and you want to use this money to help charities to adapt and change their work during the pandemic.
Yeah, so as people will remember, RTÉ's Comic Relief was an incredibly unique event, not just in broadcasting terms, but it brought together 1.4 million viewers, corporate donors and government support in a massive show of generosity. And today's the day where we start the work, almost 6 million actually, because donations are still coming in. Today's the day that we start to open the applications, and they will be open until the end of September.
Okay, and how do charities apply for that money if they
want
to?
So we're looking charities, non-profits, all sizes, working with the most vulnerable combating COVID can apply. All the details, we had a webinar this morning, all the details are on the Community Foundation website. And there's two areas that we're targeting. First, digital funding to help groups invest in software and hardware so that they can keep doing the community work that they're doing, but safely. And a fund so that groups and organizations can adapt to the new and changing reality of COVID or any new challenges coming up. So, as I say, if they go to the website, www.communityfoundation.ie, the webinar recorded this morning will be there, and there'll be access to the application form and all the details.
Okay, and it's 5.5 million euro. How much of a difference could that make?
Well, you know, it's a massive difference. We know in our sector how difficult it has been since COVID-19 and the pandemic hit. You know, there's a huge demand now for all services and supports. That's up, while for most charities, their revenue models have been disturbed or disrupted, and donations are down, significantly down. Like, we know that over half of all charities are reporting difficulties from those dual challenges. So, you know, this money given so generously by the public and by corporate and by government, and in a really unique way, it'll go across the country.
Yes, but how thinly will it be spread? I mean, will a lot of charities get a little, or will a few charities get a lot?
So it'll be a range. It'll range from 1,000 to 100,000. But the aim is to be as fair and transparent as we can be, to make sure that all communities get a shot, that all organisations, whether you're big or small, get an opportunity to participate and apply. And we'll be spending the next couple of months making sure that we can really make the biggest difference with the money, and that we can have the biggest impact that we can. So what I'd really encourage charity of all sizes to do is to take the time to study the process, the criteria, and make sure the application is one that fits their needs. If there's any questions at all, let us know. The grants advisors will be there. And we'll be on hand. We have really clear information, but there's always additional questions. And just to say that, you know, it will make such a massive difference. We'll obviously need to continue. It's not the full picture. Our sector has been decimated by the pandemic. And as I say, charities are really struggling to continue to do the great work they do at a time when there is a much greater demand for what they do. So we're really delighted to be able to play a part in this.
Okay, well, thank you very much indeed, Denise Charlton, Chief Executive of the Community Foundation of Ireland, which is dispersing those funds.